Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. You've heard about celebrating Christmas in July, right? Yes, we have. Some stores have the ads and one television station, at least one, has holiday movies. Well, I think we need to discuss Christmas in July plants. You know, the plants you're trying to rebloom for Christmas. I'll have some tips in just a little bit. Joni has a summer gardening feature for us, and Ed Thrall stops by, as promised, to help get the transplant started. Plus, we do hope you'll call in at 1-888-45-LAWNS or become part of the program. And you can text us at 23680 with a question or two, or maybe some help with a problem. Colton Young is at the controls. Teresa has the day off, so plan to join Colton, Joni, Ed, and me for your Better Lawns and Gardens program. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you remember a time when God intervened in an impossible situation and blessed you in a time of crisis? The disciples had seen Jesus miraculously feed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Then that very night, they found themselves in a storm and quickly forgot that great miracle. We tend to have short memories when it comes to crisis, and it's easy to forget God's past faithfulness when new obstacles arise. Jesus told his disciples to expect challenges. Don't be surprised when trials appear. It's just a part of life. When things are going wrong, Jesus says to us, stop, remember, look back to the miraculous power of God. Look back to how God has blessed you in the past as you face big challenges today. Look back to move forward. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. No, I'm not celebrating Christmas at this time of the year, but I am checking on my holiday plants. You know, the poinsettias, Christmas cactus, and spirulinas, plus mums, kalanchoe, and more. Did you save any of these? And how are they doing? Some will be ready to set fall and holiday flowers in just a few months. The growers have already started their poinsettias for the holidays. Isn't that hard to believe? Poinsettias are getting ready for the holidays. I have our poinsettias on a bench. I need to do some work with these and will this weekend by giving each a new container and adding a slow-release fertilizer. But what about the others? We'll check them out, too. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening are available at your bookstore and also up online. Mine are Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Guide, and Teresa has a compendium series. So check all of them out. Just put her name in. I'm sure it'll pop up. Hour number one, Ed Thralls joins us and will help starting our transplants for late summer fall gardens. Yes, now is the time. I'll be starting my tomatoes soon. Also, Joni has a summer garden feature. She wants to take the sweat out of gardening, so we'll let her do that for us. Hour number two, Tom Payne, the company horticulturist with P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation in Orange and Sarasota, stops by with a professional's view of landscape maintenance. I've asked him his favorite tree and his go-to list of flowers for summer flower beds. I'll also ask Joni and Colton their favorite tree also. Web page is up for July with a bit on the moon flowers. Might have been flowering their heads off. I'll tell you, they love this time of the year. And we have Tom's Gotta Do's, plus information on crinum lilies, crinum if you might, and fresh from the garden flowers. Joni's Corner has a feature on butterfly gardens. And Teresa has wonderful landscape boom for her design pointers. We talked about that last week. There's also a list of Gotta Do's, moon sign planting dates. Take a look. Great webpage design. BetterLawns.com. BetterLawns.com. And you can ask us questions through that. Right now, we have Colton Young at the controls. Joni is here answering your calls. I'm at the microphone. Teresa has the day off. And you can text us at 23680. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, Joni's got to get her headsets on there. Yeah, another nice day at the station, right?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Now, we've got a neat system today. One of our computers giving us a little bit of trouble. So Joni answers the phone. She passes the message on to Colton. Colton puts it up on the screen.
Yes.
And then I get it.
It's the old fire brigade method.
Yeah. Hey, well, when we first started out, we used to use pieces of paper. We didn't have all these computers. And there was a person like yourself sitting on the other side, and he'd write it on a piece of paper, stick it up in the window, and then I'd figure out who it was. If he's writing wasn't so good, then sometimes I get the name mixed up. But anyway, hey, it's amazing. Radio's a neat place to be, and we just do what we have to do to make everything work. Like I said, Teresa's off today. She beat it out of town and at a wedding. She's visiting botanical gardens. And I know having a great time. But she'll be here with us next week as long as the planes fly. So anyway, she was scared she wasn't going to get out of town because Elsa was coming through. Evidently she made it. By the way, 8 trash cans this week, cleaning out the garden. Only peppers, glads, and zinnias left in my garden at this time. And we'll be getting ready for tomatoes, peppers, corn, things like that. Elsa visited the state, like I mentioned, with lots of rain in many areas. Don't think there was major damage, some very wet soil, a little flooding. I don't know. Did you see any damage anywhere in your area, Colton or Joni? No.
Not personally, no.
No, I didn't either. Jim in Newberry had 4.25 inches of rain, and he said down the road in Gainesville they had about 6.5 inches of rain.
Wow.
Yeah. Beverly in Tallahassee called it the storm that wasn't because she only got about an inch. Up there. So it just went through the central portion of the state there around Gainesville, Newberry, went up through Jacksonville, and that was it. So I don't know. Hey, I thought, well, a couple of things. Let me do this. Let me announce one thing. Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, 9:30 a.m. on Container Garden. They said they'll meet inside the store. So that's Peterson Nursery in Lakeland and the Container Garden. By the way, they've already contacted me. Joni will be there in March, I think, at Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. So that'll work out well. Also, the Matthew Fallman chapter of the American Hibiscus Society is meeting tomorrow, July the 11th at 2 p.m. out at South Seminole Farm and Nursery. You can just Google South Seminole Farm and Nursery if you want to make the meeting and you haven't been there before. It's a great nursery. Jim Hunter has done a terrific job of keeping a good supply of plants, and they're going to be discussing a program they have coming up August 28th, which my guess is their show, and also to be talking creating and growing hibiscus seeds, which would be a neat program for us. So there we go. Anyway, Christmas in July. Joni, you don't like talking about Christmas in July, do you?
Sure. Go ahead. Talk.
but when you see it on TV and stuff like that, you say it's too early. How about you, Colton? Christmas in July?
I'll talk about Christmas anytime.
Oh. Get the tree up?
No, we're not going to put the tree up yet. Although I've seen a couple of houses where it looks like the tree is sitting there ready to be lit.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Christmas plants for July. Number one, poinsettia, of course. We have several poinsettias. Actually, Joni just took the poinsettias out of the house about, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
And moved them out. They've been,
yeah.
You know, poinsettias these days can last a long time as long as
they're
have
very bright, good. Yeah. Right.
So you had that. Well, you took several outside. I'll be repotting those, and we'll try to grow some on.
Okay.
My neighbor Larry has poinsettias from a couple of years, and he just prunes them back this time of year, and they do well. But if you want to continue them in containers, a little larger container, fresh potting soil, put in a slow-release fertilizer, keep moist, and prune them back in a way they're going to grow. Okay. The other plant here is a Christmas cactus, holiday cactus, Thanksgiving cactus, whatever you want to call it. It is truly a holiday cactus now because what you see on the market is a hybrid between the old-fashioned Christmas cactus and the old-fashioned Thanksgiving cactus. So if you want that, just put it outside. The rains will keep it moist. Put a little fertilizer on it about once a month, and we do that through September. It's an easy one to grow. If it's getting lanky, overgrown, we cut it back at this time of the year. Some other flowers we might have, you might be saving, would be mums. Chrysanthemums, I'm going to be honest with you, I just toss them. I just don't keep them from one year to the other. But some people plant them in the ground. You can do that. I don't suggest you continue them in containers. Just go ahead and plant them in the ground. But if you want to just keep moist, fertilize them. All these plants need fertilizer at this time of the year, so that's kind of important. The poinsettias especially, they're heavy fertilizer users. And with your poinsettias, get one of the slow-release fertilizers. Get something like Osmocote or Shake and Feed or Dynamite or one of those slow-release products. And Bonide has theirs also. Fertilome, I'm sure, has theirs. So a slow-release fertilizer for container plants. Kalanchoes. Most people don't think of Kalanchoes. The Kalanchoes are available at the florist shops, garden centers, grocery stores, places like that, pretty much year-round, and they force them into flowering. Because during the summertime, they only produce vegetative growth. They only produce leaves. So if you have a Kalanchoe, Kalancho, some people like to say, Kalanchoe is correct, by the way. And if you have the Kalanchoe, then you can cut them back now. You can make cuttings, and they will come into bloom again starting in the fall of the year, which will work out pretty well. Orchids, Joni's favorite.
Definitely. How yeah. are they? How many?
They got fertilized yesterday, by the way, yeah, just so I can tell you. And we have some inside, and those phalaenopsis can last for weeks and months. And
nice.
We have some inside. I think Melanie gave you one for Mother's Day, and
yes.
that's still flowering its head off.
Yes, it is.
And when they're done, we move them outside, put them in the shade of a tree or some little shady spot, and then we will go ahead and fertilize them. I fertilized the orchids yesterday. Try to do it every other week if you can. You can use an orchid special if you want, or you can get a hold of a 2020, the old 2020 product. It used to be called Peters, and I guess they still have the Peters out there. But any 2020, just use it at 1 tablespoon to a gallon of water every other week, and that should be fine. Cyclamen, we have... cyclamen, which are dormant at this time, and so if you have the cyclamen, then just let it stay dormant. It will start to grow again in the fall. You can water it and fertilize it. Some others that you might have. We have the azaleas, we have roses, peppers, and more. The azaleas, I don't know how well they're going to do for you, to be honest with you, because they're normally not a type that grow here. They're normally... Krumis, and they are more northern varieties. So if you want to try them, put them out in the landscape and give them a filtered sun location, and they'll probably, they may bloom next year. They may, but they really need cooler weather than what we have here for them. Our azaleas are the ones that do the best are the southern Indian azaleas. So if you're interested in adding azaleas, the ones you get at Christmas time probably isn't the one. Roses, lots of miniature roses. Just keep them growing. Go ahead and you can step them up to a larger pot. You can plant them in the ground. I don't know if the miniature roses are as popular as they used to be. We had a lot of them at one time. We grew a lot of miniature roses, but it seems like the popularity has waned along the way. And I don't know how many varieties we used to have, but a large number. But they need a high upkeep. They need fertilizer. They need pest control. They get the mites. They're very susceptible. And black spot also. But if you want the roses, step them up to a larger pot or put them in the ground. Ornamental peppers have probably all already died back, so don't worry about that at all. I see Ed Thralls has entered the building, and our system is working here. Jones Entry, and Colton's popping it up. It's better than putting it, pasting it up on the window, I will tell you.
Anyway, I think so, too.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take a break right about now. How's that sound? And when Ed comes in here, I want to ask him about starting seedlings. I promised you that we would do that last week, and so we'll get him in. He'll help us get started on some of the plants that we need to grow in the garden. If you want to give us a call, the number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Jennifer knows firsthand that not all military trauma is combat-related. As a sexual assault survivor, she left the service and tried to move on, but the depression and nightmares never left. Jennifer got the help she needed. Now, she works at the Florida Veterans Support Line, using her journey to help fellow vets find the support and resources they need. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
If adjusting to civilian life is hard, call me. I've been there.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Do you remember a time when God intervened in an impossible situation and blessed you in a time of crisis? The disciples had seen Jesus miraculously feed 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread. Then that very night, they found themselves in a storm and quickly forgot that great miracle. We tend to have short memories when it comes to crisis, and it's easy to forget God's past faithfulness when new obstacles arise. Jesus told his disciples to expect challenges. Don't be surprised when trials appear. It's just a part of life. When things are going wrong, Jesus says to us, stop, remember, look back to the miraculous power of God. Look back to how God has blessed you in the past as you face big challenges today. Look back to move forward. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you here with us today. Teresa's taking the day off, but we have Joni answering your calls, and Colton is directing everything here, is in controls. If without him, we wouldn't do anything today.
Be out of control.
We'd be out of control, that's for sure. If you're calling in right about now, I'm going to put you on hold, and Joni will pick you up in a little bit. Enjoy the program, okay? It's been good so far, so we'll see. Hey, I want to follow up on something from last week. When Jim Allison was with us, he mentioned a variety of avocado. I had several questions about that there. And the variety he was talking about is one called Fantastic. Very cold hardy. Takes 15 degrees for a little bit, okay? And he got his, he told me he got it from a grower, which is called A Natural Farm. And you go up on their website and look at it and look at all the avocados there. Anaturalfarm.com. And there's a whole bunch of others that you might be interested in. They do have some cold resistance, and all of them are Mexican parentage. And we're talking about Joey, Mexicola, Gainesville, Brogdon. And those are ones that will have a little hardiness, and they can be allowed to go down without protection below 20 degrees, okay? And here's the problem. If it's all of a sudden cold, almost anything is susceptible. For instance, you have 80 degree days like we often do in Central Florida, and then all of a sudden it drops down to 20, everything's going to freeze. But if it's a gradual cool down like you have in more northern Florida, then when you get the cold, the plants are tougher, they're more durable, so it works out well for us. Okay, if you're on the line right now, please hang on and enjoy the program. Like I said, it's been pretty good, because we're going to invite Ed Thralls in right now, our good friend Ed Thralls. Is horticulturist, residential horticulturist with the University of Florida in Orange County and at the Orange County Extension Center. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom, and to the crew there. Sounds like you're all having a busy morning.
We have a busy morning. It's a fun morning. We're doing lots of neat little things here. At least we aren't holding up signs saying who's on the line. What can I tell you? We've got a technique, and that's good. So how you been?
Doing okay. Business at work is picking up. We're seeing more people in person now, and a lot of people are out enjoying walking through the gardens.
Oh, that's good. Now, you have in the gardens a display from the FNGLA, right?
That's right. We have a trials garden. We have some plants in there that you may never see again because they are trialed to see how they grow in our environment, and they may not make it to market if they don't do well.
You know,
so come on down and look at them.
It always amazes me, and I see all these new releases from these various companies, and I see them in picture, and I see where they've been trialed, but you never see them on the market.
That's right, and that's because they didn't do well in the trials.
There you go. Now, the rest of the garden, what's happening?
We've got, surprising enough, we enjoyed the rain that we got this past week, and we had a little bit of wind, of course, but there was little damage in the garden. We got some flowers that were knocked off, but I expect to see them regrowing here shortly. And we've added a straw mulch to the in-ground garden, first time we've done that.
Oh.
It's going to help us with weed control and disease control. It's going to block out sunlight to slow down weed germination, and it's going to reduce splash from rainfall, and we should have reduced diseases as a result. Otherwise, there's not a lot of activity. Things are just growing right now.
Yeah.
And in my modest garden here at home, I'm just shut down for the summer.
Yeah, a lot of people have shut down. I like the straw or hay mulch, because also if you have things that you're going to eat the leaves of, like lettuce or spinach, it keeps the soil from splashing up onto it.
That's true. And when this season's over with, you can till that into the ground as an organic matter amendment, or you can rake it off and get the garden ready and reuse it.
Yeah. Let's get to our major topic today. The reason I wanted you to be with us and talk to us, what seeds should we be starting for transplants?
Well, boy, this is the ideal time to start transplants, too. And a lot of people don't quite understand it unless they understand our growing seasons. And so we want to start our seedlings right now for the upcoming warm season garden. You want to select the right variety, so get a copy of the Florida Vegetable Gardening Guide from your local extension office or look for it online. And tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant are usually my favorites at this time. I probably plant too many as seedlings. I give quite a few away. And I might start some squash seeds, but they're just as easy to plant in the ground directly.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite tomato?
I have three favorite tomatoes. It's hard to say just one. It's like children, I guess. But my favorite tomatoes are Better Boy, Lemon Boy, and Purple Cherokee has become a new favorite over the last several years. I like the size. I like the flavor. And Lemon Boy is one of the low-acid tomatoes.
Yeah. And the Purple Cherokee has that old-fashioned flavor. And a lot of people like it, but you don't get too many fruit on the plants, do you?
No, you don't. But and one other thing, too, is you get a lot more seeds than you would expect from a tomato plant, even though most tomatoes have a lot of seeds. Cherokee Purple has more than enough seeds.
Oh, very good. I get lots of questions where you get your seeds, by the way. Does it make a difference?
It can make a difference, I think, where you get them. Try to get all of your seeds from the same seed company if you can to save on cost of expensive shipping. And most of the seed companies have the same seeds. They're buying them from the same vendors, and we can get them as well. For example, a tomato seed packet I bought, it had 30 seeds in it. If half of them germinate, I expect to get about 15 plants. And the seed packet costs over $3. And a transplant that I can buy down here at the garden center will cost me almost $4 for each plant. So buying your seeds can be a good investment. And then if you're trying to cut down on your carbon footprint, you want to buy your seeds locally so you can look on the back of the packet to see where the seed came from. You may be surprised how many different countries we get our seeds from the seed companies that provide them to us.
And you know what I find with fresh tomato seeds, almost every seed germinates. I just put one per cube. What type of container should we be using?
Well, I like those plastic cell packs that you get at the garden center when you buy a small planting of flowers or whatever. They can be reused many, many seasons, and you could use a lot of things around the house, like small frozen juice cans or soup cans, or even small milk cartons. Just got to make sure that there's drainage holes in the bottom. I just don't like the peat pots, I'm sorry, or peat pellets, or even the egg cartons. I'll use egg cartons as a demonstration for children and youth activities, but usually those peat pots dry out too easily. Water management is kind of tough, and there just isn't enough room for a good root system.
Yeah, I used peat pots a long time ago, and I found the same thing in peat pellets, and I'd rather start them in some kind of container. And you're right, egg cartons, just too small. What do we use for a growing mix?
I use a potting mix, and I know that you have a formula of your own that has worked very well, and we teach a lot of our master gardeners to use it. And there are germination mixes, but I find they're useful for only one thing, and that's germinating seeds. And I use the potting mix, one, because it's sterile, and the seeds can grow on in it. But if you want to make your own potting mix, as you've told us so many times, one-third peat moss, one-third vermiculite, one-third compost works pretty well.
Yeah, I like the germination mix because I'm getting lazy. Okay, how do you sow the seeds? How deep?
I sow the seeds no deeper than 3 times the thickness of the seed. But if you have any doubts, read the seed packet, and it'll tell you exactly how deep to plant them.
Yeah, so you cover the seeds some, or you don't have to, or what?
Well, you can. It depends on the seeds, whether I cover them or not. Tomato seeds, which are planted about 1/4 inch deep, or squash, which I plant up to 1 inch deep, I just pinch up the potting mix around the seeds after I put them in the container at the right depth. But I might add a little bit more mix just to smooth off the top of the container as well.
Yeah, how moist do you keep them once they're sown?
Boy, that's a lot of people are going to have to learn what moderately moist means. But don't allow the potting mix to dry out at all. You probably lose your seedling completely. And don't allow your soil in the garden to dry out either when the plants are actively growing. But mist your new seedlings daily until they sprout, and then water lightly 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, so when do they go in the sun?
When I move my transplants out to the sun after I get the first true leaves. And those are usually the first leaves after the leaves that come up with the from the seed. And that's usually what we call the second set of leaves at the top of the plant. And that may take 10 days or so after they start coming up out of the ground.
Yeah. Now, some people will grow a number of seeds together in a pot. Some will have one per cell. So if you grow them together in a pot, when do you transplant those young seedlings if needed?
If I grow them together in a pot, I usually transplant them fairly early. So if I remove them from the container, they don't disturb the roots of the plant I want to keep. Also, I may transplant up seedlings that have been growing for a few weeks and I happen to notice the roots are poking down through the side of the container. So both situations, it's easy for you to transplant them up. The sooner would be better.
I know. A lot of people let them go too long, and all of a sudden you're damaging roots and everything as you're going through. How do we know when they're ready for the garden?
Tomato seedlings are usually ready for the garden in about 4 weeks. So if you plant them this week, mark your calendar 4 weeks down the road. Might be a little bit early, but you can push it into mid-August. Peppers usually are a little bit slower to germinate, and they may take up to 6 weeks, but just don't be in a hurry. You want to have a healthy, sturdy transplant, not a weak, spindly one.
Oh, you're right. Now, how about some classes for us?
Okay, we'll be talking Tuesday about having children in the vegetable garden, which is a lot of fun, and basic irrigation 101 and first-time home buyer workshop. And then there's What's Killing My Lawn is going to be a new presentation. We haven't seen that in a while.
That's kind of neat.
And we've got the basics of vegetable gardening in Central Florida, and a lot of people want to know why we're doing it in the middle of summer. One of the reasons, you need to learn that summers are really tough on the gardens, and to get the new calendar you should use for growing vegetables in Central Florida. And I like giving that class a couple of times in the summertime.
Yeah. Now, do people sign up ahead of time for all these classes?
Yes, they can. They can go online at ocextension.eventbrite.com, and that's a listing of all of our classes. And we have lifted the restrictions on appointments only, so you can come into classes in person if you want. You just need to let us know that you're coming. You'd like to have the class in person, and we can do them like a hybrid design. We'll do online and in person at the same time. And I think if we have some form of virtual training for the rest of our classes now that we've learned how to do it.
Good. Ed, thank you so much. As always, you have a great gardening day.
You too, Tom. Goodbye to the team there.
Okay, they're waving at you. That's Ed Thralls, of course, a residential horticulturist in Orange County. He'll be with us in 2 weeks. We'll talk a little more about the garden. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you remember a time when God intervened in an impossible situation and blessed you in a time of crisis? The disciples had seen Jesus miraculously feed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Then that very night, they found themselves in a storm and quickly forgot that great miracle. We tend to have short memories when it comes to crisis, and it's easy to forget God's past faithfulness when new obstacles arise. Jesus told his disciples to expect challenges. Don't be surprised when trials appear. It's just a part of life. When things are going wrong, Jesus says to us, stop. Remember. Look back to the miraculous power of God. Look back to how God has blessed you in the past as you face big challenges today. Look back to move forward. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area.
If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Thank you for stopping by today and visiting us here on Better Lawns and Gardens. If you're missing Teresa, she is taking the day off and went to a wedding visiting botanical gardens. Having a ball, but she'll be back next week. You have with us today Colton at the controls and Joni, who is answering your phone calls. Let's talk with Ron right now. Ron in Cottondale. Ron, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. I had a question about some sago palms I have, and they're just kind of wild. They're at a rental house that I rent, and it had the big brown stump-looking thing come up in the middle of one.
Right.
Is that going to hurt anything?
No.
I haven't really noticed.
Nope, it will shatter and go away. So you just leave it there. That is just normal. If it's rounded, that is the female flower. If it's long and pointed like a cone, is the male flower. And eventually the female flower will produce seeds, and they will fall apart during the springtime next year.
Okay.
Okay,
great. Well, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Love your show.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for being there. Let's go to Scott in Orlando. What do you say? Scott, good morning to you. We've got about a minute. How can we help you?
Hi, Tom. I have lava rock, and I've got this weed that looks like algae. It's green, but I know it's a weed.
Right.
Roundup will not touch it. And all my neighbors, they have mulch, and they don't have this weed at all.
Okay. This weedy-looking thing that you have, is it kind of does it have leaves on it, or is it just kind of slime across the surface?
It's more slime.
Yeah.
It doesn't grow tall. It just spreads.
Yeah, it. You might want to send me a picture. You can get up on our website, betterlawns.com, and tell me you have a picture you want to send me. I'll take a look at it. But it sounds like a moss or a algae, and there are some controls for that. BioAdvance has one. It's an algae control. Some people just use a copper fungicide, but there are some products that take care of that.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great gardening day. Joni, you ready? There she's shaking her head. Yes, she's getting her headset on. Let's get her going. There she comes. Going to teach us how to not sweat during the summertime.
Okay. I know I shouldn't tell you this, but I have a secret to share with all of you. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
I hate gardening. Actually, it's gardening in the summer.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
that
do.
I hate. When those temperatures go over 90 plus degrees, I find every excuse I can think of not to go out and play in the yard. Unless there's a pool, I guess.
Yeah.
If Tom wants to do it, I say, go right ahead.
That's what she's been saying here
sweat
lately.
Sweat up a storm.
Yep.
Repot my orchids.
Yep.
And weed a little if you must. I have important laundry to do. You may insert a few giggles here, I
hope. And laundry, and you're cleaning the toilets and stuff like that, yeah.
Not the toilets, that's for you. But I have a few tips that may help you feel a little more comfortable and perhaps a little cooler for a little while. First of all, to avoid working in the direct sun. If that's a must, be sure to wear a hat and use a good sunscreen lotion, if you can find it. Plan your gardening chores in shady areas as the sun moves across the sky. Strangely enough, it seems, the sun is always where you don't want to be. Mowing or a little quick weeding can be done at chosen times, like just when a storm is approaching and there is a little breeze, or in the early evening when the sun's going down.
Yeah.
If a little job in the yard that is a must to do, I set a timer. Do it in pieces. Work till sweat appears and run. Or rather, casually walk. Back to the house to cool off. A cool, damp hand towel around your neck can give you about a half hour of comfortable gardening. Anybody's going to listen to this? Okay, a pool can sure help. With these gardening efforts can be yard saver. A quick dip and you're good for another half hour. Or if you are a real Florida gardener, you probably have a hose nearby that you can give you a fast cooling. There are also portable outside showers that you can attach to a hose and just stick in the ground. My only exception to all of this quick gardening solution is if I see a snake. Oh, I shouldn't have said it, should I? All previous hints are null and void. It's back into the house and maybe I'll do the laundry.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Now the other day you were out after lunch, actually, mowing lawns. You mowed three lawns. Joni does our two neighbors' lawns also. She just gets carried away. What can I tell you?
You know why?
Yeah, you like to ride on your John Deere mower.
Yeah, and I like to stay in the house.
Then you stay in the house. That's right.
No, they. Yeah.
Thank you, Joni. Appreciate
it.
I want to remind you, Peterson Nursery in Lakeland, 9:30 container gardening program. They'll be meeting inside the store. And also the Matthew Fallman chapter of the American Hort Society will be meeting tomorrow. And that's South Seminole Farm and Nursery. And they'll be discussing, I think, a show they have coming up. And also creating and growing hibiscus seeds. That's kind of neat. Yeah, I've grown hibiscus from seeds. It's fairly easy to do. So anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Give us a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pump it up this summer. Literally, underinflated tires can overheat and endanger lives. Whether you're driving across town or across Florida, make sure your tires are properly inflated. Check them regularly to ensure they're damage-free and have adequate tread depth. The Florida Highway Patrol reminds you to slow down and stay cool this summer. Visit flhsmv.gov/summertravel for more ways to keep us all safe while on the road. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you remember a time when God intervened in an impossible situation and blessed you in a time of crisis? The disciples had seen Jesus miraculously feed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Then that very night, they found themselves in a storm and quickly forgot that great miracle. We tend to have short memories when it comes to crisis, and it's easy to forget God's past faithfulness when new obstacles arise. Jesus told his disciples to expect challenges. Don't be surprised when trials appear. It's just a part of life. When things are going wrong, Jesus says to us, stop, remember, look back to the miraculous power of God. Look back to how God has blessed you in the past as you face big challenges today. Look back to move forward. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. During the break here, I looked up the BioAdvance product for Scott, which is a 2-in-1 moss and algae killer. That's what I think he has going across these areas, mulch, or these rocks. It's actually rocks. It often grows on rocks, algae and moss. And it's called 2-in-1 moss and algae killer and cleaner. Actually, what it is a soap-based product. So it's no problem there. It says can control moss, algae, and lichens wherever it grows. So that would be a product that Scott can use to take care of that green covering that's coming across. If you want to give us a quick call, you can. Number here, 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us, of course, at 23680. I have the text message up here. It says, a 60-plus-year-old live oak dropping green leaf tops, 1/3 of the leaf is brown, whole section of the branch have dropped all the leaves. I'm guessing that could be oak leaf blister. That's totally a possibility, so you might want to check that out. If it's oak leaf blister, nothing you can do about it. It occurs during the springtime. Some oaks are worse. Laurel oaks are worst about it. Now, the other possibility is leaf miner. Leaf miners will get into the leaves, and they'll either mat the leaves together so that the two leaves are on top of each other and they'll turn brown, or they'll tunnel between the surface of the leaves. So those are a couple of possibilities there. If you want to send me a picture, be happy to look at it. Get up on our webpage, betterlawns.com. Betterlawns.com. We'll be happy to look at it and see if we can give you some results. If you want to text us, you can do it anytime, 23680, 23680. What I have here for us is several questions, and I already did the avocado variety one. Fantastic was the variety. It's very cold hardy. But here's some other questions that you've been sending to me. Brown spots on fig leaves, and this is fig rust. It's very typical during the summertime, and especially when the rainy season comes in. Most people ignore it, and you do get leaf drop on the figs. I guess it could affect production. Fig production a little bit, but in general, it doesn't seem to hurt the fig plants. My figs right now all look pretty good. I don't see a major problem with fig rust. If you want to prevent it, some copper fungicides are labeled for fruiting plants. I don't know any anymore that are labeled just for figs. Used to be that the Bordeaux mixture was labeled for figs, but I don't know. Bordeaux is an old copper fungicide, and available. I don't even know if you can find it anymore. I'll put it that way. But a number of copper fungicides are available, and they just say for fruiting plants. So if you have fig rust, you have two choices. You can either ignore it, or you can go ahead and use the copper fungicide. Now, another question coming in is, St. Augustine looks like it's been mowed too close, but hasn't. I love that one. And it was interesting because one time we had a specialist. We were doing a study on St. Augustine. We had a field specialist, and they weren't familiar with St. Augustine, and my secretary's lawn happened to be on the study, and they told her she was mowing the lawn too close, but it was really sod webworm. Sod webworms are out now, and they're feeding, and what they'll do is just chew the lawn down very close, and so you can get down on your hands and knees and part the grass blades, and you can find the little sod webworms. Not very big. Most people expect to have some size to them, but they're about 3/4 of an inch long. And so you can see them down there curled up close to the soil. They only feed it late afternoon when the sun's going down or nighttime. Now, if you look down at the grass very closely, you can find the excreta from the caterpillar, and it's little green balls. And if you find that, then you'll be able to find the larva stage or caterpillar nearby. If you have side webworms, we don't worry about it too much. If you want to keep the nice look of your lawn, don't want to have a bunch of chewed back or grass blades, then you can go through and put down one of the insecticides for lawns, and almost any one of them works. If you want a natural product, the spinosad or spinosad would be fine also. Here's another question that just came in. Is it too late to prune camellias? If you're going to do it quickly, because I've had several this week ask the same question about camellias and azaleas, by the way. They're forming their buds right now. So if you have them, you want to go through and do any pruning that's necessary. So you prune them back and then just let them grow and form their buds. In fact, if you prune them now, I can't guarantee you that you'll be able to get buds set because we're getting kind of late. But if you need to, go ahead and prune either the poinsettias or the camellias or the azaleas. And because the reason I mentioned poinsettias is because poinsettias is the next question. When to prune my poinsettias? Right now, actually, we do it once in March, cut them way back to within 12 to 18 inches of the ground, and then during the growing season, every time we start to get about a foot of new growth, we prune off about 4 inches of new growth, and we continue that during the summer. So it's not a set time. It's when the plants produce the growth. So when they produce about a foot of growth, you cut back about 4 inches, and then you let them grow some more. And that will be discontinued at the end of August. At the end of August, then you'll go through and stop pruning the poinsettias. So anyway, if you're interested in poinsettias, get them repotted right now. I started that off at the beginning of the program. Fertilize them, and it will all be fine. So coming up next hour, Tom Payne's going to be joining us, and his horticulturist with P&L Lawn Maintenance and Irrigation in Orange County and Sarasota. And we're going to talk about things like the effects of ELSA, also growing turf. I'm going to ask him what types of St. Augustine are doing well. Does he have a favorite? And what about bedding plants and more? So we've got a lot to talk about with Tom Payne. So don't go away. Hour number two is around the corner. If you want to text us, 23680 would be good. And if you want to give us a call, you might want to wait until Tom's interview is over. We'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.